You are listening to Midlife with Courage. This is where women in midlife come for inspiration, motivation, and sometimes a little education to help them flourish after 40. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I hope you're very happy and you're having a wonderful season. This week, I wanted to talk about gratitude for all the things that have happened this year. Talk about the women who are listening. That is you. And I wanted to thank you for that. And just a reminder that this podcast is a safe place. It's meant to offer support and encouragement and motivation. And I hope that you are getting that message and receiving it in the spirit that it is intended. I love this podcast. I love reaching out to all of you. Even when I don't think people are listening, I know they are. And I have proof of that because I know how many downloads I have, and I know that we are in the top 5% of podcasts. So, hooray! That is one wonderful thing that I am so happy about. Not that I need to have numbers to justify what I'm doing. Maybe just is justify the right word? I'm not sure. To acknowledge, to, I'll have to look that up. I'm not quite sure what that word should be. But reassurance that what I'm doing matters. And as I have talked about so much this year, I don't need to go outside of myself to know that what I'm doing matters because I feel it. I feel that energy in myself when I know that what I'm doing is making a difference. And this year, I have done a lot of energy work, I guess you would say, to focus my business, I guess. I'm using a more energy-based way of doing business. I decided about halfway through the year, circumstances came to be where I decided I want to grow as a business. I want to make big changes. I was getting these messages that that is what I needed to do. And instead of focusing on dreaming about it, I decided to take action. So I hired a business coach and I've been doing things. She's been helping me so much. Thank you, Susie, with everything that I've been doing and wanting to do. And she keeps me accountable for what I want to do and helps me. She's really helped grow my confidence. And as I have explored ways to help other women gain their confidence, I have noticed so many changes in myself. I've caught myself saying things like, I'm good at this. This is my talent. Or I love doing this because I know I'm good at it. The idea of saying that I'm good at something, I used to get that from other people. I was so dependent on what other people and other entities told me. I needed that feedback from others that I was doing a good job. But I have learned over this past year that it is not up to other people or things to tell me I'm doing a good job. I know I'm doing a good job because I see it. And you might be thinking, well, wow, she's pretty proud of herself. Yes, I am. But that's not the most important thing. What I'm doing is helping other women get to this. I want other women, everyone listening, to feel this feeling that you can conquer the world. And even if it's a small part of your world, you can conquer it. You can do great things. You've already done great things. And I want you all to know that. Okay? There's a difference between bragging about yourself and acknowledging your worth. And I don't want this to come across as bragging because that's really not what it is. I'm learning right along with the women that I'm talking with and reaching out to. And that is so beautiful. And that gives me hope that I can reach even more women in new and different ways. I've already started that. I've started my Courage and Confidence Circle. And I love it, and it's been going well. And I can't wait to see where that goes and what it leads to. I've got big ideas. I want to do retreats. I want to do summits. I just want to do all these wonderful things where I can keep going. And I know that I can do it. And I know that it will be something that other women want to do as well. So, yes, I am excited about the future. I am grateful for everything that has happened this past year. Now, that's not to say everything's been totally perfect and wonderful, and I started, listening to myself and everything went perfectly. That's not true. I started doing these things and things started to happen, yes, but some things didn't go as I planned. So then my mindset has to be, okay, well, that wasn't what I was supposed to do. We're going to pivot. We're going to change. What can I learn from that? It's such a huge mindset change to go from, ah, dang, that didn't work. I'm not going to try that again. I'm not going down that road again, to, okay, well, that didn't work. So what can we learn from it? What can I change to make it better? Or whatever the big idea or the big message behind it was, what's a different way that people want to hear it? It just opens up possibilities, and that's an amazing feeling, and I want you to have that as well. When I think about this past year and all the guests that I've talked to, I've had so many amazing guests. And if you are one of them, I want to thank you for being on the podcast and sharing your story. Because sharing stories, at first, when I started over 4.5 years ago with this podcast, I said, I'm going to share stories and that's going to be inspirational. And it is. And it's wonderful. And I didn't realize what that actually meant and how important that was and how courageous that was. I always knew it was courageous for my guests to share their stories, but I didn't realize the impact that those stories can have. When we share our stories with other women, yes, we inspire them to take what we learned and maybe apply it to their own life or share a message with someone else who could use that message. Whatever message you receive from those stories, you can take. You may not act on them right away, or you may even act on them weeks later or months later, maybe even years later. I've talked earlier this year, the summer actually, about how I learned how not to use the word just, my four-letter word. And the story that triggered that happened to me years ago as a younger nurse. And it's just amazing to me that I understood the lesson that I was supposed to learn back then, but not as deeply as I do now. So, having the wisdom of more years behind me and more experiences helped me really pay attention to that lesson that I needed to learn. And then I could share it with all of you instead of, don't use that word just. It's a four-letter word. You're minimizing yourself when you do that. So, if you've listened every week, thank you so much. If you listen every once in a while, that's okay too. Anytime I'm sharing a message, you're meant to receive it. So, all of the women that I've talked to over the year, I've loved their stories. And whether they were deciding that they needed to leave a marriage or they needed to start a new career, maybe their job was taken away from them without them wanting to, or maybe they made the decision that they needed to get out of a certain job. The overriding theme for all of that is, it's not too late to start something new or different or change paths. It's never too late, no matter if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, all the way up. It's not too late. And isn't that amazing? Isn't that an amazing thought? To me, that opens up so many possibilities. And it really is something that we can take and run with. And I love that. And I love sharing that message. So, what are some of the things that you have learned this year about yourself or about courage and confidence? One thing that I definitely have learned is confidence doesn't just come, you have to take action first. And that will build your confidence. And it could be just a little tiny step towards something. And when you're really paying attention to that, you take a little step towards something that you want to do, but you're a little afraid to take that little step. And then, that felt great. That felt really good. What am I going to do next? It just keeps building and building and building. And that's amazing. Another thing that I've learned is you don't have to be perfectly healed to be powerful. We all have hurts. We all have injuries, whether that's emotional or mentally or physically, even. If we stay in those and keep holding on to them without trying to heal them, we get stuck. So, any little step we can take to move away from that is a win, and that is powerful. And you don't have to wait to be healed completely from whatever it is that has hurt you. Taking those little steps, and maybe you share them with the world, or maybe you share them with another person, or maybe you write them to yourself in your journal. That is a step towards becoming more confident and courageous, and that will keep building as well. So don't, I guess I'm saying, don't wait till you feel like you're perfectly healed and ready to do something. Take that action first, and then things come together. That is what I've learned so much this year. It's okay to be seen as trying new things, learning, growing. It's that saying, progress over perfection. I had that issue not too long ago when I started this Courage and Confidence Circle. I didn't figure this out until the second month, but the first month, I thought that I had to fix things for the women in the group. And as I came to the second session, it occurred to me, and I had read something that said, it's not my job to fix these women with whatever they came with to the circle. It's my job to help them find within themselves that courage and that confidence to do the healing or the work or whatever it is that they needed to do. And I'm doing it right alongside them. I'm not this person sitting over them saying, oh, you need to do this and this and this. No, it's here's some things that we can do together to help you grow in whatever way that you need to grow. And that was a huge revelation for me and so helpful because as I realized that and grew myself, I just see more opportunities. So it's a wonderful thing. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to fix everything for everyone else. Just be you and take the tools that work for you and do what you need to do. So I hope during this holiday, my hope for you is that you can celebrate this past year, what you've accomplished, what you're grateful for, and take some time to rest. Rest is so important. This is one thing I've really been doing quite often. Rest is a thing that I didn't think was as important as it is. And a lot of times we have this mentality we got to push through. If you have a list of five things to do and you get two of them done and you're exhausted, oh, I just got to keep going. I have to keep going. No, you don't. Your body's telling you to rest. And I've been listening to that. Now, maybe you need a 5-minute nap. Maybe you just need to take a walk around the block to clear your headspace. But whatever it is, take that time to rest. Do that over the holidays, especially. It's really a crazy busy time, which I've talked about many times before. Give yourself permission to slow down and breathe and just be gentle with yourself. You are an amazing person and you deserve time to rest and be grateful for what you have. You already are enough right now. I'm talking about all these things I want to help women with, and I want to help them grow and do these wonderful things. And yes, that is true. I also want you to know that you are enough right now as you are. If you never take one more step to do something that maybe you've thought about doing, it's okay. Maybe now's not the time. Maybe never will be the time, and that's okay. You're beautiful as you are, you're wonderful as you are, and you are amazing. And I want you to know that you are enough. You are enough right now as you are. So to close all this, I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you keep listening, and I hope the messages that our guests and myself are sharing are helping you to grow or even just have a great day. Maybe these positive messages that you're hearing, if they help you have a moment of laughter or smile or a moment just to be grateful, that's wonderful. That's worth 1,000 downloads to me. That's what I want. So watch for new wonderful things in the new year. I have some amazing guests coming in January. I have a woman who has been paralyzed from an accident since she was a teenager. She has an amazing story of resiliency. You are going to love her. I have a woman who was the voice of Sally, Charlie Brown's little sister, which just that's a little tidbit, but starts her story out as a child actor and the things that she experienced. January, I have quite a few guests who are going to talk to us about perimenopause symptoms and some different things that we can do to help ourselves going through that, and including one who's going to talk about peptides, the GLP-1s, which I know is a hot topic right now, and I really want to learn more about those myself, and she has some really great information for us. So, closing this, I want to just wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Have a wonderful Christmas season, and I will see you next week with another wonderful guest, and I hope you are taking care of your beautiful self. Thank you for listening to the Midlife with Courage podcast. If you liked what you heard, I would love it if you would leave me a review, or even better, send a link of this episode to a friend. Until next time, take care of your beautiful self.